What exactly happened this week?
This is what happened last week.
Monday, we're still locked down, day 6, and we recap the hail in Harndorf creating skiing conditions across the weekend. Here we are watching the Summer Olympics, and there's people in Harndorf already getting ready for the Winter Olympics. Isn't that great? It's almost a reverse Cool Running. And Premier Stephen Marshall started to outline restrictions for when lockdown was lifted. We also played the mystery snap and had 3 callers from Goolwa. Harrison in Goolwa.
Howdy, this is Ricky from down in Goolwa.
Where are you from, Angie?
I'm from Goolwa.
The third of which took out the mystery snap. What do you think our mystery snap might be?
I'm going to go the new caramel block.
Caramel block? That's a caramel. It's what we're looking for.
Get out.
You've done it.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I can't believe that.
Sending us into Tuesday, lockdown day 7, with some feel-good vibes, but I wasn't here. But there were 0 cases, so lockdown was lifted. I was back on deck Wednesday, another donut day COVID-wise, and in Dumb Games, Andre was back clarifying where he was from. You're from Mount Barker, right?
Look, I made a mistake. I'm from Murray Bridge.
Ah, and then having a go at chance card. Is this a black card or a red card?
That's the black one.
It absolutely is.
Level up, level up, level up, level up, level up.
What suit is this?
That's gonna be club. Yep.
It's a spade. Good try, though. I mean, you got through the first round.
Yep, thank you, man.
And we asked you a crowdless Olympic-inspired Would You Rather Wednesday question. Win a medal with no crowd or miss out on a medal if there was a crowd. Robert said, what about maybe just a participation medal? I wonder if they dish those out to the rest. You know, do you still get something if you go to the Olympics but you don't get one of the big 3 medals? While we're on the Olympics, on Thursday, we recreated a moment that got pulled from the opening ceremony last minute in a Lady Gaga cross Mario moment. It's a me, Lady Gaga. Welcome to the Olympics. Yeah, I don't know why they didn't run with that. On Thursday, Port and Crows also got the news they could travel home to South Australia after this weekend's matches. And we heard about a world record-winning tiger. Does it even have the appreciation for what it's achieved with a lifetime of just being fed and cared for? I mean, if the same tiger was in the wild, I reckon even an antelope could just knock it over. Which brings us to today, Friday. Our Wallers Weekly winner was crowned.
Yeah, the Wallers Weekly winner thing.
Yeah, well, it's you. It's you.
Oh, what? Oh, no joke. That's killer. Oh, well, thank you very much.
We heard that the Pfizer jab has a side effect that some people might actually want. Well, women on TikTok are claiming that their boobs grew almost 2 sizes bigger after getting the Pfizer jab. I thought I was getting bigger pecs, you know, from working out. Turns out it's probably just from getting the jab. Yeah, and we capped it off with the Bliss track for Tyron and Murray Bridge, a song all about karate. If I'm being honest, no doubt the art is grouse, but I only really want to learn how to do a roundhouse. Kick, punch, knee or elbow using limbs to strike. Take the time to hone your craft with Tyron as your guide. Hope you had a great week. I certainly did and can't wait to do it all again. From Monday, 2 to 6, but the fun starts after 4 on the ride home on Power FM.